Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Providence Bishop Thomas Tobin says he blames himself and the Catholic Church in Rhode Island for allowing same-sex marriage to become law. Tobin addressed a group of young Republicans last night. He told them he was disappointed that so many Catholic lawmakers failed to work harder to stop same-sex marriage from passing the General Assembly. Tobin recently left the Democratic Party and registered as a Republican. He says he made the change after the 2012 Democratic National Convention because he disagrees with the party's views on abortion and same-sex marriage. A conservative group is praising Rhode Island for overhauling its state pension plan in 2011. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, the changes made to the plan remain the subject of a lawsuit in Superior Court.
In a new report, the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, praises Rhode Island for making significant changes to reduce its long-term pension obligations. The Virginia-based group calls the changes a contrast from states that hold hearings and organize study groups without taking action. ALEC notes that Rhode Island has gained both, quote, notoriety and praise for its pension changes. The state remains in court-ordered mediation with a series of public employee unions over cuts to benefits previously promised to workers. Earlier this year, a liberal group, the Economic Policy Institute, wrapped Rhode Island's pension overhaul. The architect of the pension changes, State Treasurer Gina Raimondo, is expected to run for governor next year. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
State attorneys have until September 18th to file papers at the state Supreme Court in response to an appeal over public school funding. School leaders in Woonsocket and Pawtucket allege they are underfunded in the state's formula for distributing aid to school districts. The district's attorneys say their students are being denied equal access to an education. But the Rhode Island Attorney General's office says the state constitution does not guarantee that public schools will look the same in all districts. Spokeswoman Amy Kemp says that question was already decided by the state Supreme Court in a case known as Pawtucket v. Sunland,
in which the court determined that there is no constitutional right to a particular kind of public education in Rhode Island. The state's argument this time was that that issue has already been decided under City of Pawtucket v. Sunland.
A lower court dismissed the Pawtucket and Woonsocket lawsuit over school funding, saying the amount of state money given to each school district is a matter for lawmakers to decide. And the chair of President Barack Obama's Council on Environmental Quality makes a stop in Rhode Island today to highlight potential health effects from climate change. Nancy Sutley is expected to discuss public health issues like asthma and seasonal allergies, which could worsen as temperatures rise. The Obama administration has crafted what it calls a climate action plan aimed at reducing carbon pollution and helping cities and towns prepare for climate change. Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, and Congressman Jim Langevin are all expected to join Sutley this morning in Providence.
I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Have you noticed how nature manages to teach us remarkable things, sometimes about our own lives and sometimes about life itself? In his play As You Like It, Shakespeare wrote, "And this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything." And these words echo the sentiments of this week's essayist, Mike Fink.
Robin's egg blue. My favorite color. Our bedroom window in Providence overlooks a jutting roof, narrow but with a gutter. I am greeted at dawn with a visit from a cardinal, or a sparrow, or perhaps a squirrel. A redbreast started to build her nest among the leaves in the eaves. She dropped one single turquoise egg on the shingles and then abruptly took off. The little living treasure sat there through a day and a night. I said to my wife, "Open the window. I'll climb out and place it safely under our lamp to keep it warm." She had her doubts. I could slip, fall, break my neck. I thought, there is a ladder in the tool shed. Or my next-door neighbor has a better ladder. It could be done, this rescue. I have always, since earliest boyhood, wanted to tame a wild bird. I read a newspaper report about a boy who made a pet, a friend, from an orphaned English sparrow, which perched on his shoulder and stayed through the school day classes, quiet and placid. God has brought this gift to fulfill my desire. It is the divine eye staring me down to see if I am worthy to meet the challenge. A robin, mother or stepmom, came back, but flew away again. The egg stayed put. A question. Are those trucks noisily digging up the roads, disturbing the residential robin's instinct to find enough harmony between their homesteads and ours? Rains came, sunbeams shone, a full fortnight. My knowledgeable ornithological student told me an embryo doesn't start throbbing and developing until the brooding kicks in. It can lie dormant for a surprising period. I went home to find that the sacred ovum, the azure shell, had vanished into the void. Some hungry jay or crow has made off with a bar snack. I have left the moral of the story, and my genuine guilt for abandoning my dream as the robin abandoned her responsibility. I have the image in memory and mind. And my friends, former RISD students, have depicted the tale with camera and with paintbrush. This I believe, the line from the poet and painter William Blake, "A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage." I believe in the shift from potential pet to poetic parable.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has published columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.